there are little corners in everyone which we're better off left alone. Little sicknesses, weaknesses, which should never be exposed. But...
rewind the show here and do some... I like to edit it while we're...
Hi, I'm John Wolford.
Hi, John. Are you helping me tonight edit the show here?
President of Jam Creative Productions.
Oh, that's not... Yeah, actually, I didn't want to talk to you about it. Okay.
Wait, you're supposed to run the one for sound effects.
Okay, I'm running. This is the K-Rob world
Lit
here.
A comment.
This is the... This is Lynn Roll. And it was all running here in the steam back. And I just edited it all together so it looks like we were all here. Like, no one's here anymore. No humans coming to these shows anymore.
It's all robo, like, what do you want, Crete? You know, podcast.
What do you want, Crete?
Crete, yeah, the island.
Well,
what do you want?
Well, Thracian, I would like you to not be a big dog. Impossible.
For we are Thracian!
Well, my girlfriend likes Thracian, so...
Hello?
Hello, are you on the phone? Listen, tiny caller, there we go. Just imagine in Gravity, in the movie Gravity, that's what we look like right now.
Oh, yes.
Of talent in this room. We just uncorked a bottle of talent. You heard that fizz as it came surging and foaming out.
Sorry. Oh, it's on my pants.
Eat that your heart out, Scott Wiener. We're going to drink the soda of bliss here tonight.
Cheers, everyone. Cheers. Happy holidays.
Yes, now we all know that it is the enchanting Justin Credible here.
You're so sweet.
Came all the way from her native haunts across the big water to be with us tonight.
I was actually in my nightgown and shanghaied by puzzling evidence. He came into my bedroom and put a blindfold on me and tied my arms up and said, "You're going. Whether you like it or not," and I said,
"And that's
I
when
like
you
it.
Knew something different was in the works."
Something a little different. Well, it's not that different because
I mean,
you
when
guys
he said you're going,
you
know, but up to then everything seemed as it normally does. But why did he make you take off the nightgown? That's unfortunate.
See,
maybe not
hell
convenient
can't
for
you in this right now.
Oh, now
no, I'm not.
Oh, this is radio talk.
He wanted to take me out later, is what he said.
Yeah,
for something to eat, and I couldn't quite be wearing.
Oh
my
goodness, this is all so mysterious.
It's just
and
the thing
strange.
I have since the storytellers left.
They
would come on the air in their 90s and tell stories, but Nose Hair Lindblad scared them away the show before them on Wednesday nights.
I used to do that too, remember, when I'd come into KPFA with my 90s?
Yes, and others have actually disrobed on the air, but of course that's an old gag to
that's
say it's
gag.
Happening, whether it does or not.
What?
That was so 1994.
Are you implying that people lie on the air?
Well, not at all.
And
I'm
it's
saying
cold.
That they're telling a fable, a story, something truer than true, as Jesus told stories that weren't necessarily true to illustrate axioms and maxims.
Axioms and maxims. What a phrase.
Just
I
so.
Love it. I want to wish everyone happy holidays.
Yes.
How are your holidays going along? Are you
they're terrible.
Listening?
I'm
oh, no.
not getting anything done, and I'm struggling with a computer 24 hours a day. But, you know, on the other hand, time continues. Things
maybe,
do happen.
Maybe Jesus doesn't like you right now.
It may be. I have often called him bad names, and many a muse it rhymes.
But it doesn't matter because I love you.
Red.
We love you, right, Puzzling?
Yeah, of course, yes.
We love you. We love everyone. That's what the season is all about. It's not about your computer. It's not about my telephone. It's not about my car. It's about love.
It's about
giving love and receiving love and being whole in your goddess.
And then what's the magic phrase that got us parking tonight? It did get us parking.
Oh, yes. Well, I can't say that on air.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, sorry.
Yes, you can. This is not conspiracy radio. You can say whatever you want.
It's a magic.
It's magic. Some magic things.
But she had a magic word, and suddenly the parking was exactly where she called it.
And I'm so excited to be here.
Well, here you can be the belle of the ball.
Oh, and you know how much I love being the belle of the ball. Woo! God bless everyone. God bless us all.
But you know, just incredible.
I want to say a toast. A toast to you gentlemen who determined and constantly entertain us.
Well, we do our
puzzling
best.
Evidence with his show, and he's been doing it for 47 years.
Yeah.
It's a lengthy length of time. And the odd thing
is radio time.
We exist in a precarious place where at any moment it could be whisked away from us for good, but it somehow never does.
Life.
But that's exactly what life is. It makes every single show the last show
special.
Ever, which makes you work harder for it. You don't feel it every time, but...
I feel it every time. Although I did have to remark on the show that I heard the other night that was boring.
Which one?
You gentlemen were talking about some movie. Oh, the Gravity movie you had seen.
Yes. Well, of course,
I know it's hard to keep it fresh and exciting, but...
Hey, come on,
But I dreamt some great stuff afterwards.
Of gravity.
Oh, that's good. You dreamed of floating around without gravity?
I dreamt of being in petticoats, and my petticoats were being lifted, and there was some foam in the studio, and clowns, and there's always clowns, and Puzzling was doing some dirty things to me that I've only fantasized about all these years.
Well, I hope nobody woke you up at that point.
No, I don't think
so. And all from the show.
I love those shows.
It's been a while since I've done any show with you guys.
Exactly.
And I just want to say I feel so...
I had to kidnap you to bring you here.
Wonderful. It's so wonderful to be reunited. It feels so good. And I love you. I love you both. From the bottom of my heart, happy holidays.
Well, happy holidays to you. And what holidays will you be celebrating?
Well, I'm Rastafari, so...
Haile Selassie's
birthday.
Don't you get a book or a manual or something? I mean, like, the subgeniuses get a little manual.
No, we get no book.
No books.
No
books. Not even a holy book.
Yes, there's a manual comes around and he helps us. Manual.
It's true.
Hey, can we talk about Krampus?
Yes, I think so.
Let's because I want to know... I've seen that some of our friends are dressing as Krampus, which, of course, turns me on like everything else. And Krampus, they're going out into the public like Krampus, wearing these amazing costumes.
Oh. Here.
Spreading the gospel spreading of the, Krampus.
And, that's coming up, too, right?
I know a bit about
going
the Krampus.
To Berlin?
Well,
see this?
Are you taking me to Berlin?
No, I think we're all going to... Hal's going to take us all to Berlin.
I'm not sure that that will actually happen. It's in the realm of things that we desire to make coming to be.
I can hear Hal.
There's a lot of those.
Closing down about Krampus here.
Don't close me down.
Oh, I'm not going to close down. I'll say whatever you would like me to say about
Krampus.
Well,
tell us a little bit about Krampus for those listeners out there who don't know about Krampus, because I'm sure you know.
A little bit about Krampus.
Tell us a little bit about Krampus.
Well, we here have Santa Claus, who, as you know, brings presents in a giant bag to apple-cheeked boys and girls every Christmas Eve. Never mind the incredible illogicality of the setup. This is part of our mythology. In Amsterdam, Father Christmas is a different figure. Tall and stately, but still with a long white beard and ermine robes. Controversially, the Netherlands St. Nicholas has not elves, but a small black boy to assist him. This is perhaps being phased out because it's considered very politically incorrect. But Santa Claus also has his negative qualities. In the old days, he would leave switches and lumps of coal for the bad children. Yes, the bad children.
Were you
now,
bad?
What kind
I can't
of,
imagine you were bad. You
oh,
were
all
good
the time.
Little boy, really.
All the time. And I could never do good. Also, the unfortunate dealio is that anyone who would do that to a child in the guise of Santa Claus should have his clock stopped.
Oh, that's a
goodness,
sound.
I,
your clock stops.
When Santa is mad... Well, of course, this is very mild compared to the Krampus.
The Krampus is really scary.
The Krampus is a Christmas demon in shape and form quite demonic. And not only does he punish the little brats who are not worthy of presents on
There's
Christmas.
There's so many out there.
But he carries a bag, but that bag is empty until he leaves when it contains the little brats. And you know, they never come back.
Wait, he puts them in the bag?
Yes.
And then what does he do with them?
Well, since they never return, no one has ever known.
Does he eat them?
Maybe take them to a tropical paradise. But some of us kind of doubt
it. I've seen it.
You've seen it?
And I just thought I'd bring that up.
Brown kids?
Yeah, it's sort of like minor
The little
Krampus.
Brown brothers.
Minor Krampus. I'm always interested in the sidekicks. Tell us more about
Well, the Krampus resembles a satyr, does he not?
Yes.
He has the shaggy hind haunches of a goat and cloven hooves, claw-like hands, dark skin, a hooked Mediterranean nose,
yeah,
a beard,
European.
Pointed ears, and ram's horns. But one thing he has that satyrs commonly don't have is a huge, long, slithering tongue. Now, what's that supposed to mean to the little kids who the Germans are terrifying with this... I tell you, the Germans, they really have a special way of doing things.
They do.
And
very European.
They were the ones who started the story of Struel Peter, the little kid whose thumbs were chopped off because he sucked them. In fact, that was in little Adolf Hitler's nursery book, among others. It warped entire generations of German youths.
That's the way to train kids, though.
Yeah.
To make them terrified that some weird figure will burst in and chop off your thumbs with long shears if you suck them, and that's what your mama says. Then she goes out, then the kid sucks them, then that happens.
So what do the little Krampus assistants do?
The Krampus, I don't know whether the Krampus has an assistant.
Oh,
that's an interesting...
I didn't know they had a Black Peter.
They might be little imps, like
Satan's
imps.
We're filled up, sir.
Santa's here. Santa's here.
Oh, boy. Well, he never brought me anything, but... here in Christmas Village. Just look at these little elfin beings scampering around
miniature Black Peter and
I saw this for the first time. It was
kids. They were amazing.
Yeah, it just is not from planet Earth.
And of course,
America.
I thought it was Santa Claus and was quickly disabused of that. But it was great because I like
cheese balls. Santa brought me a cheese ball.
Here, computer.
Boy, great.
Mmm, cheese balls.
Crap.
Yeah, it's crap.
That tastes delicious.
Crap always tastes delicious.
Thank you, Santa.
My, we're having a wonderful time eating cheese balls and talking about Christmas.
Okay,
theology.
That's it. Okay, Rob's gone. So,
turn the mics on.
Girls like
Krampus.
Oh,
the mics are still on. Are we still on?
Girls like Krampus,
I've had sex with him. Don't tell anyone, okay?
Okay, all right.
But I have he and I had a relationship for a while.
You and Krampus?
Yeah, it was hot.
Well, I know he's hot and he's got
His
that tongue.
Huge tongue.
Right.
You
We're
never
not
see,
on anymore.
Miley Cyrus and Krampus in the same room.
Yeah.
In the same That's what I'm talking about.
The Krampus was hot.
Nor Jerry Lewis.
He's a hot piece of ass. And when it's cold and all that fur and the tongue, it's a full package.
Mm-hmm. And he hardly ever talks, I bet.
That's how I like him.
Probably just brutal. Yeah.
Shut up and... Yeah.
We've only got an hour here.
It takes a while to realize, as a woman, what you really like in life. Do you know what I mean?
What's a while?
Like 45 years.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm 60
Almost
now, and I'm finally,
eye.
You know, starting to realize in my life.
And the lights came on when you said that to me. I just,
You see now?
Yeah, now
I'm growing younger,
My eyes are open.
Do you see how?
As on the air, automatically, yeah.
The lights came
Every
on.
Bit of but show detracts time from my life.
Do you also lose all that knowledge as you get younger? If you're going back to 17...
What knowledge?
Yeah, thank you. Okay, we're set.
But don't you see me getting younger?
Wait.
Every bit of show that I do takes off... Every hour of show takes off 10 years of my life. Look at me. Look at me. Do I look amazing? I look amazing, right?
Yeah.
I haven't done enough show lately. That's why I'm here.
Okay. Because
I needed it so bad. I'm glad that this none of this is going out on the air, because this is embarrassing. The
whole
Krampus sex thing. I wouldn't want anyone to know about that. Is Hal coming back?
Well, I'm sorry. Apparently, Justin,
it's
difficult
not to spell the... Oh, I know you don't.
I have some Krampus cooties, maybe.
Well, I'm what supposed
if,
to
now,
load
what
up
what would
on
happen
those.
If you had Krampus Baby in you? What would Krampus Baby be like?
Well, you've heard of Rosemary's Baby.
I don't want to tell anyone.
Would look sort of like
but
that.
I am pregnant.
Look.
Look at that. I need to...
Pregnant with emotion.
Tell you guys something. I'm pregnant with Krampus's child.
So you would
and
really
you're
like
experiencing
to know
a series of Krampuses?
And you would truly like to know more about Krampi.
Ching, ching. Krampon? Krampi. I'd like to
plural.
Know a little bit more about the child I'm about to bear.
Yeah.
Yes, let's speak his name in this season when a special birth is portended.
Will you help me name my child?
Of course I will.
Something not so subtle and...
Well, I don't know how subtle we're going to get with this kid. You know, you say
I'm
not
love
so subtle.
Him. Well,
I haven't said anything.
Or her.
Yes, of course.
I mean, I really am going to love this child. I don't care if it's half monster. It doesn't matter to me. I've never been pregnant. It's about time. And I'm really feeling good about this. I'm happy to be fertile. And I mean, I'm embarrassed a little bit to be sharing this with everyone, right? I don't think anyone's really listening. If you are listening, you can call us and ask me what you think that I should
name
the child.
How far along, as it were, are you here?
3 days.
Oh, well, then you don't have much of a baby bump.
No, that's why I can still drink this wine and I'm fine. And
that's right. Let the little bastard have the wine.
Yeah,
it won't
Krampus
hurt.
Krampus probably drinks a lot of wine.
It's a little first.
But call us and let us know what you think I should name my child, my Krampus child.
People from India should call. People from Pakistan.
I do have some friends from India that are probably
I've been talking to them.
Right,
they've been trying to fix my computer, but I hope they don't call now. I just like a little bit of a little bit of a respite from it. I'm getting kind of burned out on the whole computer thing. It gives me nothing but grief.
Just breathe that in, breathe that out.
I feel much more serene and peaceful.
It's so easy.
Yes, I'm in a serene spot of contemplation. This is good. I'm glad you gave me this advice.
It's the goddess.
Yes.
If you don't feel the goddess within you, we all have the goddess. If
the
you
goddess
do not
within me,
take her
the other one.
Within your arms and love her and be with her in your soul, you will not be whole. It's good to know. It's good to know.
As I slurp down wine in this plastic glass, but then all the glasses are plastic, are they not? Can I top you off? How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Okay, good.
I mean, I don't want to get drunk.
We might be visited later on by Mrs. Sarah Goldie in our studio.
Really?
So it has been prophesied. According
she's a lovely
to these,
lady.
She is.
It's a little late for her, though.
Well, but you see, she's free of childcare, making old Pete do that, so then she can go wherever she pleases. But I really, the recreational value of coming here, as you know, is tremendous. But on the other hand, it's damn cold and wet and unpleasant.
It's a commitment.
Isn't it much more fun to sit at home in your slippers and watch
wet
TV?
Over here, I think from the other show.
Unless
the
you're.
Sweat and the...
No, that's the show to come.
Oh, okay.
What's that?
This is the, yeah. Oh, it's stopped. Oh, there is it. And it shouldn't be a problem. It should be like you hit a button and the
cheese ball
comes up.
Santa gave me another cheese testicle.
Jolly old elf. Boy, he is a
looks
right.
Looks like a cheese ball. He's so
he,
wonderful.
He gave you his left one for Christmas. What do you have to say for yourself now? Yes?
The computer's ready.
My new computer. Oh, boy. Well, just leave it on the doorstep. But make sure my name is
I'm
on
sure
it.
I'm sure nobody will take it.
This is not your new computer. This is your old computer.
Oh, well, wait a moment.
Our enemies.
Hey, I'm going to have to shut you off.
Finally.
If music be the food of love, play on. Give excess of it, that surfeiting the appetite may sicken and so die.
Oh, fine. Appetite sickening. This is just fine. This ship food company is paying this kind of money to make people
sick.
Our
enemies.
toast, baby.
All right, here we...
What do you got against Stanislavski?
Oh, that was to me.
You...
Blow, blow, thou winter wind, thou art not so unkind as man's ingratitude. That's As You Like It, Act 2, Scene 7.
Hey, man, will. Shakespeare will. Just punched
hey, Robson. Yeah, in the forehead.
Punch.
Will,
wait a minute.
Thing about right. The whole bit is okay, simply that you shouldn't get discouraged.
Your final word?
Enemies.
So it's like Cylon Jeopardy.
Yeah. Tonight on Robot Politics, we're going to have a final word.
I'd like to be the first robot politician. But robots don't have politics. That's the secret to any kind of remembrance in movies around here anyways. Talk all breathy.
So you're going to either hit Goldblum or Sutherland, and yeah. Either one's a win. So.
Right. Because you have to shut up and listen to the guy. Because he talks so low. And in pieces, and you wonder what's wrong with his brain. But he's okay, he's a doctor.
Exercise number one.
เรารับคนเก่งๆอย่างคุณเข้ามาเพื่อการ
This is a shame. I really worked so hard putting you together. I. The warm. Here it goes.
Okay.
งั้นผมขอเริ่มจากการเปลี่ยนโปรเจกต
์ What?
You say something?
No, I thought the silence...
Why did you put me back together?
You're the target.
Stays quiet
now. Oh, yeah. Why did Robo-DJ allow to be
heard
on...
Allow to be hurt on radio?
Hurt, yeah.
Because you're Robo-DJ, that's your job.
Now we're back to Krampus.
Krampus Among Us. No, we don't have to talk about Krampus anymore.
Oh, we can talk about him.
Oh, นี่ขึ้น 74%. เก่งมากเลยนะคุณก้อย
ขอบคุณมากครับพี่ตั้ม A lot of stuff, but I don't know how to get it because it takes specialized esoteric knowledge to do.
Oh, well, read me your list. That's okay. I have a lot of friends with specialized esoteric taste.
I'm just going to type these things down here.
Did I?
On drugs, oh, naked wow. with guns.
Typewritten notice.
Oh, you'd like one of those?
No, wow. I'm just...
Yeah. I'm reading it while you're
yes,
typing.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
You're the first Connie's to get to Barbara's
esoteric,
point.
That one.
They replaced the B-17.
Oh, Hal, I never knew that you... Oh, wow, interesting.
Well, I see
well,
these
Well, I have
are...
one of those at home. I'll wrap it up and give it to you.
Here are all the cameras at on home? The R3.
Yeah.
All right, well...
70 millimeter, man, they were cool.
It's difficult, the Papodimetrodon, I need to get that, but...
and you can't see the plane,
That's all right, we have one of those here in the studio.
You have a Papodimetrodon
yeah,
in the studio?
Of course. Wow, I inherited it from my great-grandfather.
Well, but they've only been around for a few...
And then everything ends up like this.
...lustrums of time.
Super county boy.
My, but, you know, you deserve the world. You deserve whatever you want.
The world, the flesh, and the devil.
Yes, all three of those things.
Mm-hmm. Well, with the Krampus is the devil, and very demonic. It's intended to be, don't
What's
you?
What's that smell? See?
Well, it's not sulfur and brimstone. I do hope that I'm not offending. To cover up all such foulness, let us celebrate more.
It is time sometimes to take a shower.
For any time,
not,
I'll scrub
not you,
your back.
You smell no. fine.
No, okay.
You'll scrub my back, really?
Well, I remember doing that before, actually.
Really? Where did you scrub my back?
It was in, point of
Ruin? Oh.
Gualala, or whatever you call it?
Oh, when we were on the beach with the sand? Or was it
no, afterwards, where we were showering the sand off.
That was fun. That was fun. Do you know, do you realize that it was a really good thing for me to be there with you?
I've heard that,
weekend.
That
yeah.
It was a great stroke
fortuitous.
Of luck
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, very great stroke of luck. Here's to us. Here's to the beauty that is life, and the life
yes.
that is beauty.
Absolument.
Here's to R2-D2
is that
and C-3PO.
Right now?
Well, we're dancing because
Whoa.
Of festivity, the holiday spirit, the
Am I spinning you too fast, Evan Puzzling?
He's very sure-footed. Don't...
Santa, sure. are you getting ready for Christmas?
Oh. I fear... I'm going to poop out this year because I can't get nothing for nobody.
You can make things.
It costs money to get the ingredients.
If you drew me an octopus, I would be... I don't know what I would do.
You're
really
an octopus fan,
I'm
huh?
an octopus fan. Any cephalopod. Really,
oh,
for that
really?
Matter.
You're,
yeah.
You like
I'm
those,
a,
huh?
I'm a cephalopod freak.
Okay.
Just so you know. Cuttlefish are my favorite.
For you, they
Nautilus?
Are cuttlefish.
Just I would cuddle with a cuttlefish. Nautilus. If I...
Nautilus.
Ever received a painting of a Nautilus from you, I would do backflips in the streets.
That's the music of the backflip.
Oh, there it goes.
Well, that's certainly a spectacular image that you put in my mind.
I baked a bundt cake for us all. Would you guys like some?
You have a bundt cake with
yeah,
you?
Yeah, have you seen that cake?
Thank
you.
How about you, K-Rob? Have you seen that one? You really never
here.
Saw
it? Let's give a cheer. Have you seen that, K-Rob?
No.
K-Rob is here.
Like
Let's give a cheer.
It's Puzzling Ev made a bunch of Puzzling Ev, you know, so that they could work sex and violence into the...
Yeah, they don't even have to be educational.
But they were actually historically accurate. They just included all the rapes and murders and made and then told the history all around the edges of that. That was their way. And it was a popular way. For a while they were making
He's just going to hang out in the park while we eat.
The Krampus? Oh.
Yeah, yeah, the Krampus. Let's
I can't believe
it.
Puzzling Ev would actually turn down the Krampus? Oh, yes, of course.
The Krampus.
Me too. I don't like that at all. Well, let's keep that in mind.
Putting that across the air.
Pudding.
It is. It's
yeah.
my
pudding.
Cross
it's
to
pudding,
bear.
Exactly. The pudding leaves us less and
a little off pudding.
Mm. Do you have some?
No, I'm off.
Never put it off.
Oh.
Just do it.
Procrastinate pudding.
Yeah. I used to be that way when I was younger and not anymore.
Now you grapple with it the moment it appears.
Just do it. I just do it mm-hmm. to it. I get it done. And it feels
make
good.
Pudding, yeah.
I make pudding too. I love making pudding. For five.
Tell that to the boys on terrible.
I'm not sure what any of you are talking about.
You're talking about the U.S. Marines, ma'am, and the sacrifices that they made so we could be here snorkeling and snickering and snarkily.
The actors in the Pacific DVD series.
Well, and Tom Hanks and everybody else who fought in World War II.
They don't know the meaning of procrastinating.
Well, they will after tonight, I vow. We're going to try something a little, well, slightly different.
Whoa.
Because we have some different people here than the ones that usually show up, and there's no reason to be scared.
There's no reason.
Everything.
I will
is
hold
going
you to my bosom,
to
and everything will be fine.
Oh, well, that's well,
surely
sure.
the
Let's
case, case indeed.
Let's go over here. Let's go.
And so, just a giggle and laugh. Scene that you're picturing in your mind actually did. So, eat your heart out, 4Ps. Actually, their show is called And 4Ps.
Yeah, they had it straight from the past. They had, I think they had sex 2 weeks ago, I guess. Or they had meetings or women.
Is that how those two windows got broken?
I'm going to do a selfie real quick.
Very good.
See, it's not light enough for me.
Hmm. It could be.
Oh. Oh.
He's going to do. Oh,
oh,
my God.
Ouch. Bright light.
Last try.
Good didn't
you? You don't have to go home and you can't stay.
Don't worry. This is a mere temporary inconvenience.
It's just for a quick selfie.
We will return when the selfie is completed.
You can't take a picture of me while I'm taking a selfie.
Why not?
What's the shelf life?
What's more American than a selfie preoccupation?
Although there have been lengthy arguments.
And what is
about
the shelf life
on
of selfish,
selfish
manipulation?
Take it. Make sure I look beautiful.
What is the shelf life of
make sure house behind
selfish
me.
Manipulation?
See it?
But actually, one we can't
it's like
wait.
A photo feeding frenzy. Ow! Jesus. Where are you, Jesus?
Depart
I've
from
looked
me,
for you.
Ye accursed, into the lake of fire forever and ever
Jesus.
With Satan and all his fallen angel buddies. Because I never knew ye, nor did ye do all the stuff that I told you to do for me. So you're S-O-L, and if you'll look to the left of this celestial throne, you'll see a very unpleasant-looking cave-like hole with a suspicious wisp of smoke coming out of it. And there you shall be taken by the executor angel and heaved alley-oop into the lake of fire right next to Hitler.
I'm hot right now after all that preaching.
Oh, yes.
It's like it a featureless face of
man is born under trouble as the sparks
and
fly
up.
Okay, Rob, you just shot my...
Yes.
Well, you would
for
him, George. It's the camera just follows the eye, I think.
It was one of those horrible moments when it was awful but fun at the same time.
I think a lot of people
didn't know
don't
he was
that.
Into soccer. Ed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So are you the bowl or the china shop?
He's both.
The irresistible force or the immovable object. Ladies and gentlemen, it is puzzling Ev show. I'm sure it's a controlled substance. You know, they don't let you have anything interesting, you know. Still, live on radio.
Yeah, that's cheap.
It is cheap, isn't it, Justin Gribble?
Mm-hmm.
Still in progress.
I have a few questions. I'd like to know a little bit about love.
Uh-huh.
When you're in love, you feel that love inside. Does it burn, or is it more of a tingly feeling?
More of a tingly feeling, I suppose, but it's difficult to dichotomize. It feels that everything feels infused with energy. The universe itself seems to reflect a more positive phase.
And dopamine?
Probably.
Can you tell me a little bit more about dopamine?
Well, the body has its own pharmacopoeia and dispenses its own agents to deal with pains of the flesh and the spirit. Among this formidable organic chemical ray is dopamine, which is mimicked by the controversial drug used in certain psychoanalytic situations, L-dopamine.
You mean I can buy that stuff?
Sorry. Officials of the Federal Bureau of Demonology as well. Possessed.
Can I get some from Krampus?
Maybe so, but then...
you can get stuff from Krampus. Can you get me some stuff from Krampus?
Krampus brings bad things for punishment.
No, man, that's the best. Then I could be on and for bees.
You can do it anyway. Why don't you just go and make up a whole bunch of stuff?
And then be on their show?
Yes.
Okay.
Show.
This show.
Oh, so you guys aren't getting enough
and what's
show.
The others?
So, you know, I mean, I the point is, it is important to try everything three times, at least.
Really? Okay.
As you get older, you know, when you're younger, you can try it once. But then as you get older, you want to revisit things. Try it again.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean, Puzzling?
Yeah, exactly.
What's something that you'd like to try a couple more times? I'm so excited to share with you guys my news about Guam as well. And I talked to Puzzling Evidence about this. Do you know how he's so We are also concerned about the brown tree snakes in Guam.
Yes. Well, that's why they're dropping the dead mice out of airplanes.
Yeah. Oh, that's... I'm...
What?
Oh, that was...
I'm sorry.
And the show is over.
I stepped
night.
On your story. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, Lois, how old are you?
Well, go ahead. And tell us.
No, go ahead. No, I insist. You.
You already did.
You, I insist. No.
You have to do it in the form of a question.
I only outlined it in gross terms. You can deliver all the flowery elaborations, which will bring the story to pulsating life in the ears of the listeners.
The cutest part is that they make these little parachutes out of cardboard and tissue, and they drop the dead mice, because apparently the brown tree snakes only like to eat dead things, which makes a lot of sense to me, and then they drop them into the trees.
Lazy snakes.
And they're laced with...
They're stuffed with drugs. That's why they're dead. Yes, they've been stuffed with drugs that those snakes find incredibly toxic. So the snakes will eat the tiny parachutists, and then...
I think it's wonderful.
Well, if it does anything to get rid of those snakes, it will have served its purpose.
The cost here, each little mice sled has to have a helmet and a little rifle and some clothing and a little kit bag.
I hope too many seagulls don't eat little mice and die and other unintended victims of this scientific experiment run amok. What crazy.
Crash through those jungles.
There's nothing the matter with the snake. They have no predators. Nothing to stop them from just everyone.
They're not even birds.
They carry out.
No.
Pure, unadulterated K-Rock.
I hope not. I wouldn't want anyone to ever
start
K-Rock.
You go out in the jungles late at night and you
What's
see
that?
Of course. And that's a very prudent thing to do.
It's a second nature.
So, student,
Look what
be
I found.
Prudent.
My yearbooks from years ago. Would you guys like to see them?
Oh, yeah. Wow, look at that.
This is me as a junior in high school.
What?
Doing
Where
what?
Was
doing
this?
Well, I was a cheerleader.
Really?
And, yeah, I was a cheerleader, and I was also on the drill team, drill squad, and I ran the yearbook. I was I was also the head of pediatrics, and
I solved the lung cancer problem with cigarettes.
Oh, did you
discovered
read about
the retrograde property of the helium atom.
I was really
atom.
Hot for you back when you were 14. Yeah,
I knew
it. And then
it
passed because you solved the cancer problem.
We've known each other for like 15, 20 years.
Yeah.
Once I solved the cancer thing, there was no more. It wasn't interesting.
Yeah, it was kind of like the whole thing just went rare.
Yeah, I know. It happens to the best of us.
There is such a person. She was a nerd.
A nerd.
And now she's a grandmother.
Inured to
lives in Switzerland.
Nerd-dom.
And claims she was Lee Harvey Oswald's girlfriend.
Here we go. The Lee Harvey Oswald again. I just don't get it.
How many girlfriends did the guy have? The story, it continues to expand.
So, Al, we're going to need your help with this. We need to go back to the yoga school or whatever it is.
Not more time travel.
It just go together like peas and carrots.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
K-Rob, what are you doing?
Sides of the equation. The twin poles of pleasure and pain.
Oh,
see the little
condoms?
I tell you, the And Four Peas show has nothing on the lucubricity of the salaciously sleazy
huge
show. Live on radio. Now, come on, throw a towel over it.
I am Krampus.
You don't have to enact these things. And what happened to the lighter side of the Krampus?
Oh, we have a listener. Michael Lyons is listening.
Well, there, that validates it all. You actually can look on that device and see him listening.
This is called a cell phone. This is called a cell phone. You, my sweet subgenius lovers. Someday you will get cell phones.
Maybe, but I just...
K-Rob is smart enough to have one.
Oh, of course he is. When you see, you have to pay for when people call you, unlike an older type phone. Oh, you don't? If somebody rings you up, you have to pay for that time on your phone?
I think I can see him.
When I get a chance to call you guys on the cell phone, it will be, I don't know.
It'll be epic. It'll be epic.
Krampus baby will be born.
Yeah. Michael Lyons, would you like to ask us any questions? See, I can talk to people.
Exactly.
I can communicate.
Yes, you can.
Thousands of people with my
Have him respond in the form of a text, which we will then have you read here.
Pacalolo's involved. None of that was there when I was a kid. It was funny. I saw the last of the
unexplored jungle
Kennedy.
At that point.
You did?
On the Leaky Leaky Highway. Yeah, I mean,
as if
and
I
you
care.
Shouted, good luck, Mr. President.
But that's how the moment
Good
was.
Luck, Mr. President.
The mayor's conference
You're gonna
in June
die. He's
Hi,
dead.
Mr. President.
He's
oh, no,
dead.
You are dead.
He's dead.
Wow.
The energy.
Oh, okay.
The devotion.
Who lives there? Who lives
they
there where
them.
Iceberg lettuce is $3-$4? Is it like that on Maui?
Yeah, it is.
The prices are insane. Or
well, and you can't get any locally grown produce.
You what can't if, get those strawberry
there
papayas there that
market?
You can only get
that
in the islands.
Yummy. Right, puzzling, right?
Yeah, I'm just concentrating on the many mediums that you have to now. You can't just be on the air.
No, we're not going
right.
to have a seance. We have to medium and
Let's have a seance. Why not? Why not?
You have to seance. Now we have to seance. See, it's
Let's
all
seance.
This stuff we have
Let's
to
seance.
Do.
Well, you know, we
Let's
this,
all hold hands.
The table has
okay,
to...
Okay, Rob, give me your hand.
Is that
the
spirit
wrapping.
Next, we're going to have to Bruno's.
Oh, wait a moment. This
right.
is highly irregular.
I call in
yeah,
the north, the south, the east, and the west.
This is getting scary. Yeah.
I call in...
Shouldn't we have scary music?
I am going to put
I'm
some...
I'm not
going
to argue anymore.
Okay, I'm going to light this candle, and I'm going to put salt all around it.
That's no sausage
no,
ice.
No, K-Rob, stop that, please.
You don't eat the salt?
No.
What an old salt he is. Salty
now,
are
please,
his way.
Gentlemen, please come in the circle.
All right, just
now hold my hand.
My sciatica, lumbago, as you know.
All right, here we are.
Uh-huh.
I call in the spirits. The spirits that are in this room. That exist in the outer universe. I call you in. Speak through us. Come into our bodies. Enlighten us. We will hold you. We will say your words that you need to say. Because we're here for you, spirits. Do you feel anything?
I feel a clammy sensation as if someone stepped on my grave.
Hey, buddy. Get up. Up.
Oh! Oh!
The worm that does not. Yes, the mortification
in me.
Of the tomb. There were the mortification.
Someone in me. I get her out.
Yes, the shovel full of the dirt. He wasn't worth a shovel full of dirt.
Now we're getting someplace. So. You are grateful to the Empire for creating you so that you might serve. Serve.
Yes.
John. Father, sir.
Father, how do you feel about me?
The me is
I can't see a thing.
Ah, yes. The me zone.
For our next show,
Beatles shoot the first Beatles show.
Hi.
So I can talk.
Hi.
Incredible. Hi, are you there?
Oh, I am here. I'm sorry we interrupted puzzling, but that's all right because he talks a lot.
No, that's all right. It's okay to interrupt him. It's
How are you?
It's actually good to do.
Thank God you called.
Are you enjoying our show?
No, I just turned it on. I came out with a specific purpose in mind. I wasn't listening to your show, and I probably would not have enjoyed it.
Oh,
oh, wow.
Incredible. Hi, you're there.
I am. Do you need a hug?
They always just want to talk to the girl.
Do you need a hug?
I recognize your voice. It's so wonderful. I didn't even hear anyone announce you because I just turned it on the radio and I recognize Justin Incredible.
Oh, you're so sweet. Have we ever made out before?
I don't want to do. Okay, no, I can't hang out with you tonight, but listen.
Oh,
Justin Incredible. I have to say something, but I want you to be here.
Is this Pete Goldie?
Yes, Pete Goldie is about to deliver another savage bromide, but sad thing is that all our listeners will also hear it. Oh, well, this is like an open and honest revelation
of
how within our own organization we do allow great variance of opinion.
We've got her all ready for
Okay, Pete, lay it on me.
Okay, are you coming here, Justin? Incredible?
She can't hear you.
She can't hear me, right?
Yeah, at all.
That's why she's not responding, right? Her ears are plugged.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's in the...
Hi,
now.
She's, well, wait, wait. She's in this plastic cylinder thing with dollar bills flying around in there.
Yeah, it's very picturesque. You'll see it on the YouTube video.
The sound of silence, right?
The what?
The sound of silence.
You can talk at any time.
Yeah, at the...
Okay, good. Al, you said you
want
to see the movie called Moon, right?
Yes, I would like to see Moon, the movie.
You haven't seen the movie Moon, is that right?
No, I haven't seen the movie Moon.
Okay, the guy's a clone. And he wakes up and then...
Wait, you're spoiling the movie.
It's ruining everything now.
You're giving the secret away.
My kids, my grandchildren. Everything's screwed up now. This is going to make me change.
I'm listening. This is boring.
This is a synopsis.
What the hell's going on? I don't... This is a total spoiler. I'm going to unlike you on Facebook.
Yes,
so
Beat Goldie will bring you the moon.
So wait,
I'm gonna unlike you on Facebook too. We're talking about a moon.
Chicken
movie.
Is in the crying game. I didn't know that.
But Pete, did you recently see Moon the movie?
I want to tell you exactly. I'm gonna ruin the plot for you, Al.
Yeah. Every time. Wait a minute. I don't think you're supposed to. This is not. Gravity. If we do this,
you see,
they will not get their low
get
power
the idea
license,
that,
man. Think about what you're doing, man.
You're trying to prevent me from seeing this movie.
And think about
we
this.
Have a question
think about
Pete
what's
Goldie
going to happen. All the
my
legal
cell phone.
Hey, any other movies you haven't seen, Hal? I want to tell you about them.
Actually, Michael Lyons would like to know, when can we see the comet, Pete Goldie?
I was right about the comet. Oh, he's gone.
That Pete Goldie is a piece of work.
What
that
a
Pete
wag
Goldie.
He is. Yes, Pete Goldie certainly knows how to add savory spices to Ask Dr. Hal Goulash.
Why did I not hear that? Yeah. Why did he not want me to hear about the Moon movie?
Which he says means it is the movie, so we should watch it like this.
Well, we're not going to watch it while we're here on the radio. Hey, Rob, you look so nice to
me. See the angels?
Chuck Serino.
Why is your...
The little
Mike,
angels
so
are
far
coming
down between your
legs
like that.
Because I was plotting, but it's not
working. Oh, plotting?
I was plotting.
Plotting.
It's my favorite part of the opera.
Plotting in the potting shed.
The one was so big.
Whatever happened to me? I'm like an
argument
anymore.
Such an inconvenient now.
You're not supposed to do that with a computer.
You mean the end?
No,
the show's still going for half hours.
You don't do time paradox on the internet.
Yeah. Is this the end?
The beginning.
This is really the beginning of the show.
I can't remember how much it is, but it's not a lot.
I know that.
Like cheap street drugs.
Hustling, what would you like for Christmas?
That Krampus model.
There is one?
My parents.
There must be from 16, someone. You
the
know,
great Garland.
Yeah, I am. Emerson is turning them out.
Yes.
He would do Krampus.
Of romance.
My new boyfriend, Krampus.
With Krampus.
I'm pregnant.
Krampus organization. Yes, you got very intimate with Krampus.
Yes.
Really, just like Rosemary.
Probably think about it this year, every time.
Yes, it was predicted.
I'm pregnant.
See, at this
Krampus.
Time, when a birth was foretold in the stars of a one who would come to the earth and change what was high for what was low, what was low for what was high.
Hallelujah.
What is he saying?
He's talking about
my
child.
The Maya Treya.
That's what we call
the new master, sure savior. the one who's coming with
this fortune. Is all
even
free book
at the beginning of
right?
the world when the stars sang for the joy program, yeah. at the first moments
when
of the divine
of
creation
cosmic ray, the earth is invaded by budget,
when the stars cast
monsters,
down their spears
their
and watered heaven with their tears.
Keep going, man. This will sell a lot of books.
So beautiful. Listen to his words.
Well, see, and then everything went horribly wrong.
Wait, what? This is not how the story is supposed to go.
These are beautiful words.
And it looks like one of those Superman things.
Oh, no.
Scared. Old ye old comic book.
Puzzling, please.
Is this a light on? Hey.
Unsuspected revelations of incredible horrors that will terrify you with their brutal reality.
That's a smart idea. Let's try that. We need to have another seance.
And some kind of arrangement
turn off
like
the lights.
That.
Yeah, it was.
I'm going to spread the salt circle.
Wonderful.
It would be best if we all wear robes or something.
Yeah, you need to wear some robes.
Have rituals.
All right. I'd like to pray to the north, the south, the east, and the west.
We already did this.
I'm touching it.
Well, yes, the formula for happiness.
Yeah.
We are all seeking.
That makes so much sense now. Stick your pencil in me. That's
it's
not that very
the
sexy.
Sensual pencil, or the pestle.
You're such a nice
which rests
penis.
Within the vessel. It's actually absolutely true that a bunch of reporters were once interviewing the wife of General Charles de Gaulle, the Premier of France, and they asked her what she would like more than anything else, and she told the reporters, a penis. And everyone didn't know how to react until her aide explained to the microphone, Madame de Gaulle says what she would like the most in the world today is a penis.
A penis!
Yes.
We'd like you to...
All right.
Do you think you'll be the guy to make the queen of the angels sigh?
I do not know, but I'd like some happiness.
Ah. Did we come to the bottom of this bottle?
Pete Goldie, what kind
still
of nerve does he have calling us?
Left.
Yeah, I don't know what that
what
was.
What kind of nerve does Pete Goldie have?
A draft of vintage that
what
has been
nerve?
Cooled
right.
along
go,
age
go ahead.
In the deep delved earth.
Thank you
know,
for that
me,
little vino. Pacino.
I have to say, to me, it's very
take
sad.
A spoonful.
That anybody would be home on a Friday
where's
night
his wife?
Listening to this.
Flora.
It is kind of pathetic,
green.
Isn't it?
Dance.
Where's his wife? We're going to do something to his wife
song.
When she gets here.
Do you remember where he calls her and tells her what to do on the phone?
Yeah.
And the family's in the.
Is his wife coming?
His wife?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
Yeah, dubstep self defense because we all know dubstep can be very dangerous.
It certainly and looks dangerous.
What, you go crazy and...
Watch this. Watch. Okay, you watching?
Yeah.
Now, this is one of the moves.
Good God.
This and the... Do you see that? How that
yes.
could be beneficial for...
Yes, but...
Self-defense.
For self-defense, yeah.
Certainly.
Now, I'm
going
to have to take
formidable.
Off my... To do this one. Is that all right?
No, I guess.
Okay.
My eyes must be popping. You
and
are
then,
untoming.
And then this... And then see how I'm going to spin around
whoa,
like this.
Wow, how are we going to put any spin on this?
Now, I'm going to... Okay, duck a little bit, because I'm going to kick you.
Okay.
Just right in the...
Duck. Duck. Have it. Duck.
Sorry. Are you okay?
No, yeah. It's all for self-defense. I feel defended.
But that was...
Well,
that's
was
just part of the class.
A little bit unnecessary.
And then for the holidays, I'm doing a felting with your own belly button lint class. Great. Look at this. Here, do you want to see the bunny I made last week? Look.
You made a bunny?
I made a bunny out of my own belly button.
Oh, my goodness. Look at him.
Felted it up.
Oh, wow. I never felt the like
before. It has a little scarf. Do you see the little scarf?
Yes.
It's lovely.
That was a live bunny.
No, it wasn't. It was a dust bunny from the Umbilicus.
But it does look like a live one, I know.
Yeah.
It's furry, like a little bunny.
Yes, it's furry, furry.
Okay, Rob, come right in here. Put
to get
right
a baby rabbit's
again.
Skin to wrap a baby
it's
bunting
right,
in.
Rob. It's okay. Don't worry.
Yes, comfort K-Rob against your ample bazoom. So live on radio while we move to the next chapter of the show. Live on radio, the final moments. Lasting bazooms. Show will take precedence on these here airways.
Oh, wonderful. Bazoom show. What's a bazoom
yeah?
show?
Well, it's like you say, embonpoint, you know. I guess I can draw you a picture. No, my friends, I'm simply reacting to the argot that is commonly used in these circumstances.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, how much longer do we have to do this?
How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever?
I'm just kidding. I love
how
it.
Long
I love show.
Shalt thou hide thy face from me?
How long does that...
How long shall I...
Hot dog, bacon wrapped, hot dog stand.
Sorrow in my heart. How long shall mine enemy be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord, my God. Lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death.
One of the things I love about my role here at KPFA is I get to hear directly from you, our listeners. My name is Italina, Donor Relations Manager here at the station, and I get to hear things like, thank you for being here for our community. And we get to be here thanks to loyal listeners like you. So help us continue to be here by making a meaningful donation today. And know there is more than one way to donate. You can make a qualified charitable distribution from an IRA, you can donate stocks, you can even add KPFA as a beneficiary. Thank you for being really thoughtful about this. Thank you to our monthly sustainers and to our generous one-time donors. Donate at kpfa.org or email members@kpfa.org if you have a question about donating in other ways or if you'd like to increase your monthly donation. My name is Italina, here for Community Powered Radio, here for you.
Lettucey.
It happens all the time like this. Somebody, that one person will be right there. And she was just crying. All right. We were getting ready to sing. All right. I hadn't even got the words out. She was already in it. And her eye, she was not too far away, but I just had to tell her to come here. And I held her hand and sang. And I said, see, I had a bad day. I've been performing and I got it all out. And I forget what I do. See, you better remember.
Right.
This is why you're doing it. You belong here to do this. This is your calling, is to ignite something in people, to make them, let them know that they belong too. It's bigger than me. It always has been bigger than me. Mm.
KPFA, storytelling for social change.
Mm-mm. This is KPFA, KPFB in Berkeley, and 88.1 KFCF in Fresno.
Don't sleep the sleep of... Don't
For
do that.
Mine enemy doth say I have prevailed against him.
Do not.
And those that trouble me rejoice when I am more. But I've trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I shall sing unto the Lord because he hath dealt bountifully with me. Amen. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the show is going to shift into maximum overdrive.
Yeah.
Wow, here we go.
This is like the Return of the Jedi part of the show.
Whoa, hold on.
Oh, I don't know if I can handle this. Oh, my God.
Not good for air sickness bags.
Hold on. I need some seltzer.
You really didn't want any more of this. There's like a
bottle. Well, not if we're going to go to speed. This is crazy. Whoa!
It's a cold
I'll just
night.
Pass, well, no, there's like really, it makes me uncomfortable.
Two tablespoonfuls left there for you.
I know. No. No.
Two tablespoons.
Please. It hurts.
Yes, we'll simply spoon them down your throat for the medicine. Good medicine against cold, I say. Yes, they're astonishing.
I'm old enough to have seen those.
But not the ones from the 1890s.
Yeah, oh yeah. In fact, I inherited all of them. I'm still talking. I'm still talking.
That's quite all right.
The anti-show.
I'm still talking. Why is that so much fun?
And you can still buy those cards.
I'm still talking. I forgot what I was saying. That was
of
so
course,
much fun.
Because you were still talking.
I was still talking. Anyways, what were you saying?
We were talking about the old-looking Krampus cards.
See, attention of the
I
Krampus
saw the devil. I didn't see Santa Claus. I saw the devil. He was more like a scary guy.
Well, I have inherited.
So you saw the Krampus?
I'm still
you
talking.
Were, oh, I'm sorry. Definitely.
This is the part of the show that we're excited.
So, I have inherited three or four little, those strange little scrapbooks. They were kind of the first scrapbooks from early, you know, 1910, as early as 1870. Yeah. They're little velvet scrapbooks, and they have like these little tiny
twisted, kind of like a biffed tongue. It's licking and slicking.
I wonder, if you were like a troll, then that meant that you could, like a
sub-genius
a treat
troll?
Would be deep-fried
a sub-genius
Krampus
troll
tongue.
From sub-genius land.
Yeah, if you were a troll-sized guy, then a deep-fried Krampus tongue would be the
bacon-wrapped
the
troll.
Cool thing to buy. Yeah, bacon-wrapped troll tongue.
Who's going to get me a bacon-wrapped hot dog?
Not love, quoth he, but vanity sets love a task like that. No, well, it's probably a bacon-wrapped hot dog, a hop, skip, and a jump. And it's very building, even at this lonely hour.
Where's Pete Golding with the show?
He won't be along, but perhaps his better half, Mrs. Pete Goldie, might be. Sarah Goldie might appear. It has been intimated. It has been indicated. She's not going to fetch you a bacon wrap. The idea. That's
Sarah,
like,
you're our only hope.
That's like obnoxiously shouting to some passing girl, hey, make me a sandwich.
Sarah,
acme of crudity and rudeness.
Sarah, please make sure.
That's cool in American.
Yes, we
are. I know you're trying to call me, Joe. I can see
it. Oh, someone's trying to call us?
Yeah. Jealousy. Oh, there it is, flickering.
Uh-oh, now we're going to have to stop everything.
Destroy all show. Hello.
Stop
all show.
I'm talking. Destroy show now.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, how's everyone?
Well,
great. How are you? I'm great.
And you?
Is there anyone available to let Mrs. Goldie in?
Oh, she's here. Yes. We were just talking about
you. We were hoping you would come.
How did you know?
Yes.
You can hear me, but I cannot hear you.
Here she
topic
is.
Derivation. And now we do have the marvelous
Sarah's here.
Sarah Goldie is
Mrs.
here.
Mrs. Goldie. Sarah Goldie's here, everyone. Let's give a big round of applause. We were just manifesting you, actually. We were talking about you and how wonderful you are and about how you always feed us the best food. And she looks amazing.
Yay,
where are you,
you
coming from? Yeah. That's all right. Just keep talking. You sound great.
I'm coming from a work Christmas party.
Oh, wow.
Christmas party with the air quotes. Because we've got, you know, different religions, we've got atheists, and everyone kept wishing me a Merry Christmas, and I was like, do you know I'm an atheist? And they were like, whatever, Merry Christmas! And it was
you know,
really funny, because I don't care.
No, who cares, really?
It's offensive, but I was like, what about people that are offended? Because often I say Merry Christmas because I don't care.
You know,
I don't celebrate Christmas,
to them.
And it pisses them off, and I
if
love
they
it.
Get cross with you about Christmas, they don't have any kind of
to piss them off. It's
yeah.
Like, Merry Christmas, and they're like, and they scowl at you. So I pretend to be like,
so do you believe in Santa?
Almost exactly 3 to 4.
Krampus!
My daughter believes in Santa.
Well, what about you, Sarah?
Of course not. I am Santa, silly.
She's Santa. She is Santa. Santa's here. Again. What about Krampus?
I talked to one of my coworkers into going to SantaCon, and it was hilarious. And he was like,
"When was
like,
it?
SantaCon's like a thing." And it's like, "Yeah, it's like so like a thing, but it's not a thing. Like, you can't go anymore.
It's over being a thing. It's now a big thing. It's a big.
It has
thing.
A life
oh,
of its
so
own.
Much louder now.
It does we have done it? We've been there, done it. You can turn your volume up and down here too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, welcome to the show.
Yay, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
All too rare that we get you on the show.
And thank you, Minions.
This is the last hour of the show.
Do you have a battle name?
Well, she's even wearing fishnet stockings.
Wow.
Woo.
So glamorous. I can't believe that's in our...
Did you see when you left the house tonight?
He took a picture of me, but I had my coat on, which I thought was pretty funny. He was like, you look pretty, and I had my coat on.
You look gorgeous.
But did you get so glammed up for our benefit?
Yes.
Oh, how wonderful.
you can always know all these guys, you know? Do you not know that by now? More than how we manifested her, did we not?
You see, that's what radio is all about. You talk about something and then it appears as an image in the mind, solidifying into the reality as reflected on the program. Yes, calling something out of nothing. Here's where the unfairness of magical practices manifested. There's hardly any in there.
That's right, I just needed a nibble, a sibble.
I still have a supple nibble of supple mine, nibble, so let me click there.
Cheers.
All right, cheers
to
indeed.
Us.
To us.
To a whole new year. To 2000, what is it going to be? 14.
2014.
Wow.
How do you like that one? How did you get here?
Here?
I mean, 2014, what's going on? What's the plan?
What's the plan? Do you have a plan?
Slack.
I've been full of slack lately. Just slack. A little bit of slack goes a long way.
Yes, we're all searching for that elusive slack. That's true. I've been slackful in my own way.
I've been in bed a lot, and I've been watching a lot of television.
Sounds lovely.
It's been really nice. My cat appreciates it.
Oh.
What are you doing?
Plug.
Stop that, Plug.
In, out. Yeah.
We were discussing Grandpa's.
Grandpa's fashion.
Grandpa's fashions. We were...
It's a demonic being that molests children from German Christmas folklore, which is now becoming a giant fad that is everywhere.
Yeah, Krampus is not well known in the U.S.
Was it boring?
Oh,
it was
yeah?
hilarious, and I loved every
it
moment.
Doesn't
of it.
Look boring to me.
You can. This is anonymous radio that only 17 people are listening to.
This is what Krampus
computer.
Looks like. See, and he writes on the BART like he's on that in that picture.
He's like a guy in the area.
That's yeah, scary. I've had sex with him. Don't tell anybody.
Woo-hoo!
She's on the with Krampus. She claims to be with Krampus.
With Krampus.
Yes. Nice. Well, she was visited. It was described in the holy writing. She was visited by the Krampus.
It is inscribed.
Now will bear the one and original offspring of that being. At this time, when winter is at its height.
Can you tell me a little bit about childbirth and what I'm going to be going through? Absolutely.
Well, this is a most unusual
works its
child.
Way out of you.
It's a very unusual.
It's easy.
I think Krampus might come out of my ass.
You know, rectal births have been
you get what
known
you plan
to
for.
Happen. Okay, I won't dilate upon it further, so to speak.
You can dilate as much as you want. It's show.
Dial in for nasty. Well, okay.
What? We don't do that.
He is speaking once again metaphorically.
We're not going to world.
Just as Jesus did.
As medicine.
And the women here are drinking that blue stuff that they used to wash combs in.
The thing is,
I saw someone drinking that this evening.
Remember, Jesus deliberately.
Here's our friends, Justice.
Nice. Changed water into wine so his friends could get high.
See, now, the thing is, all of our friends are dressing up as Krampus. I think so. And they're cruising around. I don't know where they're going. Where are these guys who are dressing up as Krampus going? This is what I want to know.
They're going to Krampus Fest 13.
That's where I want to go, too. That's, I think,
Wow, this Krampus thing is getting out of hand.
Yeah,
look at this guy. They've really gone way out of the way to Krampus up this Krampus season.
Everyone's getting way Krampused out this year.
Let me out of here. You know, the kids reported seeing the Krampus carrying away, but then people, educators and psychologists, blamed the Krampus fad for scaring children.
Look, there's women Krampus.
To hallucinate. Nonetheless,
a woman Krampus.
Strange disappearances of bad
She's
children
a
continue
to right
happen. Yeah, really. Well, that's a nice full over the head Krampus mask.
Look at Kimmerick. This is happening.
Oh, yes.
We all have Krampus.
Kimmerick, it's more
really
like some ancient Neolithic spirit.
It's really happening.
We all have Krampus fans.
It's happening.
Back in the caves, the shaman used to dress up that way.
And there's John as Krampus. Look, it's happening.
It's all very funny.
It's
those
happening
of us
right
who actually
now.
Lived
not
in caves.
They're monsters.
Yeah.
Yes.
So Krampus is making a comeback.
I see.
So
on my way out of this Christmas party, this girl was walking to BART with me, and she was like,
and the other one.
She's like, I knew.
Is this someone you work with?
Yeah, she's super cute. She's 20, and she's from Oakland, 20-ish.
How nice.
She's adorable, and she has this friend. And I told them they should come hang out in the mission for her.
Yeah. And so you got manifested.
Yes, I did.
We manifested you because we were just talking about you.
And then I was called to the show.
We called to life. Both of guys to make up the principal part of spontaneous material manifestation.
She made a parking space happen.
I'm magic. Do you not know that by now? Sometimes. Not always.
All the girls in front of me are.
Yeah, it's true. They're all magic.
I know the no.
No. That's not what you know, but who you know.
Yeah. But in any case, it was hilarious. It's like the comeback. And then so the they had a raffle ticket thing, and people got presents. And like one of the presents, my supervisor was so sad, and she was almost crying. Then she got a holiday gift bag of toilet paper. It was like the booby prize, and she was like...
And it wasn't even her brand.
Until she runs out of toilet paper, and then she's thrilled that she has that holiday toilet paper.
Yes, until that moment comes, she must cast it from her.
Was it red, white?
I didn't see it. She told me about it. She said, I got it, and I immediately handed it to the man next to me and said,
glory.
Please, get this out of my sight.
I would have taken it. I would have been stoked out
our flag.
Some of the men were like, whatever, like, you take it home. But the girls were like...
She's this naughty bitch. I'm just going to say it. I'm going to say it right now.
She's quite endearing.
Yes. A lot of women are.
And now they're cutting each other down to size, ladies and gentlemen.
Certainly in the fighting area.
These are not fighting words.
No, savagery and splendor can only be imagined.
That's what they want.
The fantastic girl fight.
Well, rip your fishnet. Yeah, it's not going to happen tonight. Sarah and I are lovers, not fighters.
But, of course, I refer to mental fight, mental flight, perhaps, together to
like
Empyrean realms.
Ooh la la. Ooh, no,
it's
thank you.
It's classical music.
Ooh, yeah, you know what?
There you go.
That's
good. Well, I'm sorry that we swilled down the wine before you arrived. That was most unfortunate.
So the first thing that happened at the Christmas party was very exciting. Usually I go to the Christmas parties and I sit with my co-engineers. And radio listeners, I do not know if you're aware, but engineers by nature are not talkative. We usually sit and look at each other.
Only in Dilbert.
And it's kind of boring. And so usually I go to these parties and I sit with my friends who are my engineer co-workers. And there's nothing to say to each other except it's like, hey, did you see that code on the project? So tonight, I immediately went to my elder friends, who are not my engineer age group, and they were really fun, and I love sitting with them. So my engineer age group thinks I am the super cute girls, like the neighbor or something. They're like, "Yeah, we're all the same age. Isn't that awesome?" Like, yeah,
well, that's awesome. How old you look. I don't know how you're doing it.
Is that de rigueur? That everyone has to be the same age.
Do they know you're a mother and that you have an old husband?
They're kind of confused about the old husband issue, but the mother thing is acceptable.
Good Lord.
I just can see Pete Goldie just
calls for
fuming
me
at home,
to worry.
Taking care of Daria. And being
he is a great dad.
He is a great dad.
He had a very difficult time.
Mean evidence is this of interest to you here?
It's his fault.
Can you see if there's there you
okay,
go.
So
he snaps at the bait.
So what are 31-year-olds think?
Yeah, what
well,
do they talk
they
about?
All think
they're
in
so
unison
funny.
And they walk in unison, breathe in unison.
Different things and some things I'm on target and I can just jump on the train and be like, you guys are hilarious.
Yeah.
There's other things.
Do you have to talk like that? Yeah.
And I sometimes they get it, sometimes they're like, uh-huh.
Oh my god.
Mostly boys.
Oh, maybe. So I get it. So they're like, wow, that Sarah Goldie is cute.
No.
No.
Because they're all Chinese and white women, too.
No.
No.
Not
my
so much.
Adorable then. Coworkers. I'm not even on that. No. It's not on the radar.
Right.
You don't date outside. No.
Hey, what about your not taking group? Pictures of
you don't date outside?
No. Yeah, and which is fine. We're friends, they love loving me, and we all have this like very loving, like we share food.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
but not like in. loving.
Share
yeah,
water.
Like, they, no, like everyone's very clear on that issue.
Don't kiss Sarah.
Water.
No.
No.
Sisters and brothers.
And they know I'm married, which is, of course,
someone else
sacred
thinks
in
no,
and
yeah,
of itself. Whole,
you belong
is
to someone,
which
but
is important. That might be true.
Well,
what is it then? What is it?
I was just speak.
Do you really truly feel like you belong to Pete?
I don't belong
like
to
he's your
him. I belong with him.
Oh, so you don't actually, you're not like a possession of his.
Are you insane?
Yeah, I am. I am actually. This is a notion I've been toying with quite a bit because I was watching an old time movie the other day. And the woman was saying how she belonged to her husband, and I thought about
I
that.
I have
notion.
Never felt or even considered that as a possibility.
No. So, thank God. But you do feel like you guys belong together.
Absolutely.
But not
actually,
to each other.
Under California law, you both own half of everything.
What is own?
Yeah, I mean, that is property, real property.
What is property?
Whatever assets that may be liquid that you have in common, according to the California state law.
What I have with my husband.
It's equally owned by both.
It has absolutely nothing to do with material property.
Well,
what is it then? What is it?
I was just speaking of the aspect of the law as far as your contract.
I love love. Love is all we have. It's what keeps us alive. It keeps us here and now and happy and full of joy. And
is Michael Lyons writing this?
He's texting it. She's just
he's
reading
just
it off the screen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a very eloquent fellow, that Michael
Yes, he
Lyons.
Is. He's,
I don't think he's listening.
Basically a romantic kid heart.
Yeah.
Not everybody.
I still am, I think.
We wouldn't be here on the show if we weren't.
Well, yes, but... nonetheless, you can't assume everyone is in line with those sentiments.
We are all human.
Except for Krampus.
For Spock. Oh.
Krampus.
What if Krop and Spock and Spanka are the same?
Krop and Spanken? Oh, you mean...
Sponges.
In an alternate universe, where Mr. Spock is not only evil, it turns out he's the Krampus.
Spock is piloted in space.
Like the one that they went through in that Star Trek episode, where they went to the evil universe where Mr. Spock has a goatee and is evil. So,
but they cannot.
Obviously,
I mean,
it's just
the, one is where
the next
Spock
universe over from that is the one where Spock is the Krampus. So,
sure.
Infinitude of the possibility of existing simultaneously.
I am sure I've seen Krampus on multiple Star Trek episodes.
Yeah, me too.
I didn't think they had the budget for it.
Were you trying to say K-Rob?
The show The Krampus would take a lot of skill. It's, you know,
K-Rob, what are you doing over there?
Never used the show. God, they would always show people flinching while a bright light played on them because the idea was you could just never show Jesus, never show whatever was there.
Yeah, I remember Max von Sydow's, the big deal was that they were showing Jesus.
But today, yes, that was the first one that did. And then there was Jeffrey Hunter in King of Kings, an incredibly ridiculous honky Jesus.
Yeah, which was endearing.
Can you pass that over to Puzzling? Hey, Rob, do you know the one, another piece of my cake?
Have your cake and eat
it. Here you go. Here's a piece. There's your piece.
Oh, thank you very much.
Welcome. Enjoy.
I enjoyed it before. I'll enjoy it just as much now.
I've been saving it.
So for dessert at the holiday party, they served chocolate mousse in open eggshells.
Oh, my gosh.
In open eggshells?
It was very strange. Like, hollowed
little
out.
Little tiny.
They had
eggs. You had, like, a tiny plastic spoon, and you had to, like...
No kidding.
I would want 12 of them.
Well, what did they think of next?
Because I was kind of like, yeah, they've only got however many, and I don't really need to be a part of that.
Yeah, that's...
be
I like fudge.
It'd be fun to throw.
I never fudged
Absolutely.
A contract.
That would be fun. To,
like,
I didn't
toss it across the room
at the time,
and start
but now
a fight at the party.
It,
yeah.
I can feel it.
Were you ever in the mess hall, so to speak? You
might have been. I'm in the mess right
and a food,
now.
Food fight would start.
I was not me.
That sounds terrible. Wasting food is a terrible crime.
Yeah, true.
I abhor all
watermelon eating contests and pie eating contests and things like that, because other people will see us playing with food.
Never play with your food.
Well, not really.
Other it's one of the rules.
Know your food.
That is written on the wall.
Have you taught your daughter that?
They think, what a bunch of pigs.
Don't play it. But that look that you just gave me, not, I would not play
I was like,
it's not good PR for us.
I would be like, okay.
So I say,
yes, ma'am.
Do it not.
Do you make her call you ma'am sometimes?
No, she has no. She doesn't have to call me anything in particular.
Irresponsible.
How do you guys feel about ma'am and sir?
Unreliable.
You know, I know we don't do it as much here in California because we're so weird and call each other dude and whatever. But, you know, in other places, they call each other, yes, ma'am,
yeah,
yes, sir.
That's true.
I was in the South for a bit, and I enjoyed it. I have to say, I got used to it. It was respectful. I felt honored and respected. Yeah. When did you stop?
All the way out. What a prankster.
When you're in Indonesia, like in you have 30s, to do that as well.
In the 1930s. It was really neat.
And, we've lost a lot.
Like 100 years old.
What's that?
Are you like 100 year old?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Shh, don't say anything. But he just turned 101 today. Today's his birthday. Happy birthday, Leslie.
So long.
Happy birthday.
Old comes there's not.
And then this guy would start singing.
Look away. Look away, Dixieland. Surrender, earth creature.
Up in the night.
Happy birthday.
This thing made me really nervous
about. It is someone's birthday today. I wonder how many people's birthday it is today.
Well, it ain't mine. Mine came and went.
It's December 6th, 2013.
Now it's all gone, used up, and not happening anymore.
So what you're saying is in the business Christmas parties right now, there are...
In the Christmas party
desperation.
Did
there's
you have
a
music?
Whole party store, you know.
Good question about the music.
And party.com.
I'll get back to your question. Yeah. So there was a DJ.
Oh.
And it was super cute because he was also the server, which I didn't realize.
Really?
So what happened was, like, they were coming in and out with food. And because there was such a limited amount of food, not on purpose, I happened to be sitting by the kitchen where they were bringing trays out. And so when the trays would come out, I was like, who would you get this time? And I was always looking over their shoulders. So they kind of got used to being served me whatever they had on their tray before they... It was an accident, and it worked. And I had a dress. And
yeah, and the bosom. What did Hal call it earlier?
Bosom. Saute. And so then it turned out the same guy was the DJ. And I was like, how did he get up there? He was just the chicken.
How did he do that?
It was weird.
As a DJ, I don't understand how you could serve tables and DJ at the same time.
And I was trying to, like, was he going
to do a good job? Did he do a good job? Christmas music, what was played?
I am not the one.
There's no one else.
Okay, I'll just tell you the story.
Yeah, bring it.
So... Sometimes it would take about, like, 10 seconds for one person to exchange a microphone with the other. Like, I've done my raffle, and now I'm going to exchange the microphone to you, and you're going to do your announcement. So within this 10 seconds, the DJ was like, powered on the party music, and we were like,
oh, man.
Was just talking, and now you're feeling it. And, really only 10
so
seconds,
little
and that's cool.
10-second blips of craziness.
And it was, like, music that everyone likes. In general, so they'd all be like,
dance for 10 seconds and then stop.
And then literally, they're like, wait, someone's talking again.
Short so the DJ sucked, is what you're saying. Because I would have never done that, first of all.
I'm sure you would.
I'm professional.
It was interesting. So I was like, is this a thing? Like, that's, you just have to fill the house with noise? Is that the purpose? Like, if that's the purpose, he succeeded.
That was his talking. And that's a male DJ for you. They talk
louder.
They
is
DJ
better.
With their. Not their. Goddess is talking inside of you, and the goddess comes out and you're DJing. It's a whole different deal. You feel the energy of the room, the environment.
You know, right?
Just kind of like K-Rob. I'm sure the K-Rob has the best. He plays the best music. It's all so
honorary
perfect.
Fashion.
Sensitive and perfect.
And that's quite a compliment.
Let's just reiterate.
Coming from
K-Rob
a well-known DJ.
Thank you.
Just incredible herself.
I have a couple big holiday parties coming up myself, and you know, I will
be spinning the platters for a vast and appreciative
thing.
Audience.
And I dedicate, I'm not trying to serve tables or
cook
some hors d'oeuvres at the same time. Anyways, but you know, you got to give it to his young, youthful spirit for trying.
listening to radio.
Instead of slumping down in premature defeat.
There were some women kind of like doing the jig.
No, they weren't.
No one was really dancing. No. Everyone was kind of like, I feel it.
On your dial at the internet.
Stop. And the music just wasn't catching on, I suppose.
Old football entry, yeah.
And then they would look at each other and see that they were looking at each other.
No.
Oh. That's, you need to kill the lights and put some lights.
The lights were very bright.
Yeah. You needed more alcohol.
That's the thing.
And there was not enough alcohol. And
create the social lubrication, and then everything would have been fine.
And then I was like handing out my, because people were literally, we had drink tickets, and I got a surplus of drink tickets because I am.
From Surplus of San Francisco.
And so then I was handing out drink tickets, and I was like, come on, we all gotta drink more. What's wrong with you? And they were like, no, I was only awarded 2 drink tickets. And I shall not use them.
How many people were at this Christmas party?
Sorry, like plus sizes.
Wow, that's quite a few.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty big
but they're all like well trained.
Come on, it's nowhere near Christmas.
The week was off. It's like we just hit December.
It's Christmas already.
For a whole month and a half. We have to, 2 months really. I think we have to endure Christmas for about 2 months.
Yes, that leering Santa Claus face.
It's freezing in here all of a sudden.
Yes, the
so
ice
cold.
Falling.
Do you have my coat?
How many of them will listen to this radio show?
I brought my muff.
The freezing wind that comes.
Like,
you're not saying anything that they don't already know, probably.
God, it's so cold.
Frozen
though.
Cold of outer space.
Can you hand me my fur, Hal?
And everyone was so cold all night.
Be happy to give it to you.
And I was really like...
You're like on fire right
now.
Yeah,
I've been on fire all night. Thank you for saying so. I've been burning. And just like...
You're burning up over here. Your husband better watch out when you get home. Pete Goldie, you better watch out.
I'll
you got
just
a live
settle
wire
it on you here.
Coming in.
What a world, huh?
What a world. What a world.
It's like instant communication with the home front. On the show.
Yeah, should I text Pete Goldie right now? Yeah.
Well, I don't know. You think he's up texting
I'm
and
ignoring
sexting?
You if you're texting me, stalker.
Yeah, Pete Goldie, he called us earlier and molested us, molested our ears for a minute.
And for Pete.
It's a line from the movie Secretary.
Oh.
Which I love.
I love that movie.
Do you remember the
were you thinking of?
Like the shot.
Will you try that? Can we try that?
They have phone sex.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
Phonus balloonus.
What?
Oh, nothing.
I did get a text.
Editor.
You did?
Oh, you're getting a text. Oh, good heavens.
He said, finish your story about the engineers, and I don't remember which story it was.
About the Chinese engineers.
Rambling
right now. Wait,
that was like the 31-year-old.
Hell of an engineer.
It was like 20 minutes ago.
Yeah,
the 31-year-old.
They're super adorable.
Tell him to listen longer. Pete Goldie.
Be more specific, please.
More specific.
Texter.
The story's inside the music you're hearing. In your mind.
There are a thousand.
So is anyone in the competition, the Little Drummer Boy competition? You know about that competition?
Oh, I didn't know everybody was going to be competing in that. You know, what a lot of drumming. You know, terrible.
No, it's a competition where you try to make it all the way through the holiday season.
I started drumming.
Without hearing the Little Drummer Boy.
I woke up baby up a rumba bum bum.
Yeah, not if you can't.
I made the baby cry a rumba bum bum.
But now, if someone's listening to our show, they're busted because of Hal singing Little Drummer Boy, so that means that they will be out of the competition.
Then the drum solo, a rumba bum bum. It made the baby cry a rumba bum bum. It woke the baby up, ba-rum-ba-bum-bum. And it was oh so loud, ba-rum-ba-bum-bum, bum-ba-bum-bum, bum-ba-bum-bum. No, I refuse to. It's not Christmas yet. This is an uncanny invasion of Christmas. Yes, it is December, but Christmas is the 20th.
Christmas is so far away.
Nobody notices that Hal's unfolding into a
month.
I know.
Oh, no.
How are you
not
doing
now.
That?
Oh, Beth, this is embarrassing.
Well, I knew it was a Dracula of some sort.
The bat that flits at close of eve has left the brain that won't believe.
That means, K-Rob, you have to be Krampus.
The owl that calls upon the night speaks the unbeliever's fright. Yes, honorary
really
Krampus.
Don't remember about the 31-year-old Chinese
will be
engineers.
John F. Kennedy, the 35th president of the United States.
Please do not stop talking. Who cares? He's dead.
I shall do exactly
He's
that.
Dead.
I shall not stop
Ken
talking.
That
was
O'Dunk
so November. It's now December.
Start. Don't start. Don't do it to us.
We've got new things to talk about, and we don't have to talk about Christmas. We can talk about Christmas parties.
What do we talk about between JFK's death and Christmas?
There's so many things.
Christmas parties. Come tumbling down.
Let's talk about parties, unicorns, and rainbows.
That's why my father hated the supernatural and the occult.
Okay.
Let's talk about engineers.
Let's talk about engineers.
Yeah.
You mean, are these like the kind that build things or the kind that do like computer stuff?
A rambling wreck from Georgia Tech.
And what
of an engineer.
Why do they call you an engineer? Like, what do you engineer?
Engineer data.
Data?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I get it now. So you build.
Or if you want build
science officer, lieutenant commander, data.
So the data is actually
structured.
Become structured once you're in there. Is it HTML program you're using?
No, it's proprietary software.
Oh, proprietary. So
only searchable.
This is the copyright company calling right away.
Yes,
are you in trouble?
They start calling. Yeah, the software lawyers will call you immediately.
Okay, we don't have to talk anymore about
this. This is terrible.
All right, I don't want you to get in trouble.
Your digital rights management act really tightens
up. Yes, we have to mind our P's and Q's here in the digital.
But the funny thing about the engineers, I don't know if this is probably not what I was talking about.
I bet this is hilarious. Let's tell
us. It's funny anyway, and I wanted to tell it. So, like most of the people in my department, this is not what I was talking about. I remember now, it's not at all.
You don't have to bring your skirt down to tell us that. Bring it up again. Look at your hot little. Here, I'm going to take a picture and send it to your husband. Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Google this.
Dirty little bitch. Okay, go ahead.
Major Carlson will replace you while you're out there.
So, a lot of them don't drink, and we have these two drink tickets. And so I went over to them, and I was like,
two drink minimum?
Two drink maximum.
Oh.
And they don't drink. So I was like, give me your goddamn drink tickets. And so.
Did you say it like that all sassy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Just wondering.
And then they were like, oh, we don't.
You're the best man for the
I'm
job.
31.
We don't give them away. Actually, we're going to use them tonight. And it was like, but you don't drink. So it turned out they were all drinking tonight. And so one of them.
It's like an unknown experience, the drinking part for them.
Absolutely, yes.
Wow.
It's an adventure. They don't do it.
And you're the sassy lady who came over and said, give me your tickets.
Yeah, and they were like, we're using them.
That's
we're
what
drinking.
Happens when you drink, yeah.
Yeah. But I ended up with like 6 extra drink tickets anyway, which is irrelevant to the engineering department.
How'd you do that?
Did you redeem them?
Obviously.
I know the no.
Six drinks?
Six drink tips.
I'm chummy with senior management, and they just kept handing
it
to me.
Oh, she's chummy with senior management.
Oh, really? So that's the initiation ritual for senior management.
Uh-huh.
Attempting to contact them. Find them, Colonel.
Thanks.
Anyways, they were getting drunk, and then my best friend at work,
there's a
Dexter,
kernel of truth in every story.
Threw up in the bathroom.
Yay. Oh, no.
Thank you, somebody.
It's not a Christmas party until someone barfs in the bathroom.
Exactly. He had 1.5 cocktails.
Oh, how old is he?
Super cute, like 31.
Oh. Yeah,
that's great. I give him no pass.
And then he came back.
He's got
and
a cool
was,
story.
Like,
what
the
hell
sweat,
it is they want?
We
he's
like,
coming this way?
I was like, you just threw up on yourself.
He's
now you're
coming
back.
Here.
He's like, I did not. And his eyes were all like, why
I did not.
Then,
I
like,
think we eat with
like,
my con these guys.
And then he threw up. And then he came back. And he's like, I'm here.
Tore open the shutters and threw
young,
up the sash.
When you're young, you can barf like that and you're fine. Like 20 minutes later, you're like,
oh my God. Somebody get a mop.
I just need to purge.
But not when you're old. You just get
disgusting.
Drunk like and down for the night.
Yeah, for like 3 days.
If you think I'm going to clean that one up, you got another thing coming.
And then he came back like a half an hour later with another giant, like bluish-greenish cocktail.
Wow.
And we were like,
bluish,
are you
greenish?
Stupid? And we all just turned around and was like, Dexter! Like all at the same time, like on the middle of the floor. And everyone turned around and there was like, what did Dexter do?
Break contact.
What did Dexter do?
Yeah, Hal's Googling Dexter right now to put those pictures up on.
He's my BFF at work. Yeah. He's pretty awesome.
Show.
Smile.
Yeah, looks hot.
Yes, we're getting and some photo documentation selfies. Here. These are great
pictures.
You know,
that's the word of the year, selfie?
That's what they say. Yes, selfie is the word. That was a cool one. I hope you'll shoot some more. Oh, he's gone. Well, those were good.
No, he's been shooting you. Hmm? I got a couple great pictures of you.
Of me?
We have to document that this all happened.
From here tonight, you shot pictures of me tonight.
I did.
Probably while I was.
You see a glowing ball disappearing.
I documented it. I have the SID. I have the compulsive image disorder.
Well, yes, of course.
And that's how it goes. Are we done yet?
We stay until they kick us out.
You know, the thing about show is that it just happens so fast. Show happens fast.
Nobody's here yet.
3 hours.
It's so much fun in here.
And so we will go through the motions as we always
wait,
do.
What
do we
does
have
that
to stand up for this?
Sit down on your own stool and only
let's
stand
turn it up
for
really
a principle.
Loudly so the parents wake up upstairs.
Well, we're going to do that. But as for now, it's actually too soon to do the complete sign off. So I'm not going to do that. Just.
Does Krampus?
Well, because.
Exactly. It's exactly how I felt when they did that.
Because of K-Rob and puzzling evidence.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, you need a line over there. Tell
me when.
Turn it down just a little bit. that's better.
I don't even think mine is on that loud.
No, I think this is just right. The perfect mixture.
You know the first rule about radio?
I don't think it's necessary.
Right.
These people are hearing us right now. Like, they're going, oh, what is that sound? It's puzzling K-Rob.
You grab a girl.
Although, I have to say, the best thing radio I heard last Saturday morning a week ago was when K-Rob arrived and said,
that was my Paul Stanley, like, cocaine guy, you know, the cocaine clown.
Then he talked about all the drinks you had, you know, the sexes you laid.
I did the sex.
The insults.
It's on record.
The insults that you flung. It was a mission Armageddon. Mission Armageddon.
Yeah, but accomplished as well.
Accomplished, yes. Achievement level achieved. Is that how they say that? Because I didn't play that game.
MI5?
Yeah, like, hey, by the way, everyone. Everyone here. How many people are here? I've lost count. Then I'm going to give
that's
your friends
the way I figure it, too.
Jalapenos.
The way I thought it out.
Yeah, I didn't think it was going to work out that way.
I was by myself.
There it is.
And it came to me that it was a hell of a good thing. That we each had one jalapeno, and we can recycle the aluminum foil so they can build a new spacecraft.
Yeah, by the way, all of these have headphones.
Now, how do you wear them?
See, it's not so simple, is it?
I know, radio is much more complicated now that there's puzzling evidence.
But, it's groovy, right?
It's groovy to you, man.
With the complex nasal, infrastructure.
So you want me to... K-Rob.
It's truly the son of God.
Right. His God is God.
All night long. Please come.
All right.
Hey, how do headphones work anyway?
Don't worry, they don't have cancer in them.
Thank you.
Am I doing it right yet?
It's all about
how does the station work? I keep pushing buttons and nothing happens.
It's a show fact.
It's a show fact.
It didn't scare you? Yeah, no. Coming in from the street?
No, it definitely did not scare.
You guys are like so self-absorbed. You didn't see the lasers coming in the window.
No, yeah. You said it. You said you specified what show is about.
I know what I am. What
Unless
are you?
It was my laser. I didn't see it.
Oh. Yeah, by the way.
You can hear his walking.
His copyrights are being violated.
Am I going to argue or what?
No, he's walking.
Oh,
I just thought, you know, you were walking through your mind. I thought it, you know, be here with you.
I don't,
here
yeah.
for you.
I don't have to walk galoshes. Anymore. I'm not walking anymore. I'll have a reenactor do that.
All right. Thank you. That's you and the reenactor walking now.
It's more real when I see it imagined by someone else.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, the howl makes up.
I was not
like
clear.
A holodeck kind
I was
thing.
Definitely not clear about it when it happened.
All right, now this is what they'll see on the other planet.
Hmm.
How delightfully alien.
Hey, you know, I'm supposed to do the space thing, and here you are going.
Why don't you just come out and talk about how to repair a sports car?
Talking about self-esteem issues.
It would shock the audience, and it would shock that he could never
Super
get...
Shock Radio.
What? I didn't hear you correctly. Do you want me to come out and talk about contracting, building?
Yeah, exactly. You come out, and all the slides are about, you know, the difference between millimeter cut wood that he has. And it goes on and on. And
yeah, every single detail in order to pass a San Francisco Department of Building Inspector's inspection.
For 28 minutes.
Yeah. And I'd be like, you have to do this and this, and you apply for this, and you wait for that. The inspector comes, and you do this. And make sure that you're prepared for this, because you always want run this test to do that. And if you don't pass this test, you'll not get certified, and they'll be doing every step of it, right?
Yeah.
Instead of waste of space.
People want to know how the places of leisure were built.
Every morning I wake
up. Yeah, because they're leisuring. They want, like, some kind of ritualistic connection with that.
Tonight I'll go to bed a radio personality, but I'll wake up tomorrow morning a simple, common tradesman.
Yeah, this show's bringing me down.
But beyond Thunderdome, though, right? Like, you're actually, yeah. Okay. Mm.
No, I'm one of those tradesmen.
As long as you're beyond Thunderdome, we're cool.
No. I talk directly to Master Blaster.
Wrong. What, you don't have a plaid pill?
But there's something wrong. What you know you can't explain. You felt it. You know. What you know you can't explain. Don't know what it is.
Something wrong. In Majesty's Dictionary.
Spaceships everywhere around here.
Get some.
I got some.
You have to forgive me because.
No way, man. No way.
The last.
It's great to see you again.
W.C. Fields movie I saw. It had a character named Bob in it. And it was played by Buster Crabbe.
Buster, so-called.
With the quotes around him, like, Buster Crab.
Yeah.
No, hey, no.
Yeah.
But a newspaper man.
One day and then see if we change our minds after.
This is terrible.
We have to wrap it in newspaper.
Yeah, you do. You have to wrap it, dead show in newspaper.
Throw it in the garbage in
a special way. My alter ego.
Like a dead fish.
I don't have that.
Put it on
the
hands of the garbage.
The fake Doug does that.
What do I do with this dead fish?
You just go over there with the fake Doug and do the thing of the thing of the thing, okay?
Maybe it's some kind of fake Doug.
Wow. It's like all fake show on top of fake show. There's no fake Pete Goldie in this part of it quite yet.
No, they're all fake B Goldies. I thought you understood that. I have reenactors. I have reenactors playing me all day long. All I have to do is like manage my reenactors.
Yeah, exactly. That's the new world.
God,
exactly.
Damn it.
All these new cells.
So Dr. Doom.
But was so Dr. Doom had those ears? Is that the right guy I'm thinking of?
Yeah, just pull it out like violently.
Wow, what a a kooky thing this radio station business is.
So I am.
You guys are really DJs.
Yeah, I'm
thirsty.
Apparently. I didn't even know I was, but yeah, apparently. Yeah.
It's part of the act, okay? Just do it, okay? Gray part of the evil chicken mustache. Isn't it interesting how people work? I shall spite him so that I
chicken
need...
Chicken Kong.
Just do it. I shall take something that is mine, that he made, and destroy it just so that I have to rebuild it half as good to spite him. Just do it.
Yeah, I know. Love it.
This is work, yeah.
You got any more quarters, man? Hey, Rob, you got any quarters? I love it.
Oh, and then there's this. Just do it. Isn't it interesting how people work?
This is what the show sounds like on the other side of the world. Shoot the face, says the satellite.
On the antipode?
Yeah, out in the antipodes.
Wouldn't that be terrible if these people are hearing us right now?
Like,
they're going, oh, what is that sound? It's puzzling K-Rob.
They wouldn't say it like that. Actually.
Yeah, I know. They would say it in the language of their people.
Of their people. They'd sing it because it's so nice.
Actually, you did promise me a rose garden. So, yeah, that one's not really entirely correct.
And then, blam, blam. That's why God invented hand grenades, lady.
You're not Jane Mansfield.
You're unlike Beyonce.
Or the representative from the Republic of Beyonce.
Yeah, this is all I ask for. I am the ambassador from Beyonce. My heart. I will see you now.
Your heart's calling on line 3.
Beyonce declines to comment.
Just gonna blow it off your own heart.
This is like a show gag, right? Yeah.
Thank you, K Rob.
Where are these Midwestern guys? K Rob, his heart is not ready to talk to you yet.
Yeah.
I'm surprised this got cut off because, like, I thought it would be, like, perfect smoke pot guy fodder. You know, like...
When you played this?
Let's have a smoke pot guy moment or whatever, you know.
What was going to be perfect fodder for?
I know, fodder. I kept thinking in fodder terminology, yeah.
No, it just brings to mind the duck character in the movie whose title I refuse to say.
Just like the
other one. I'm just always more like the guy in Racerhead staring at the radiator.
There's a lady in there, right? You know?
I mean, is that comment meant to make me feel better about my state in life? It's like doing radio like this is like being a Racerhead and staring at the radiator.
At the radiator, absolutely.
Radiator Valencia.
It only works as long as you're on the fake air, though. Which we're all now going to be on.
How many listeners are you going to kill right now? How many you got there?
That's supposed to be.
You must be down to.
I know.
Please.
Yeah, we're still running on fumes here, but we need to run on something a little more, you know, tangibly.
Counter-rotating, colliding proton beams?
Yeah, well, that would work, I think. Yeah. We'd bring people in. I don't know if it'd open the wall.
Hey, Brunos, you know we're, like, really the hip kind of branch.
Okay, Rob explained.
Some people dressed for Bruno's tonight, and some people dressed for radio.
Oh, man. All right, we're zooming in on them now.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
Wow.
you know, our Go cameras are collecting them, filming us with their cell phones.
I'm performing a kind of mental transfer here, where I'm telling all the young ladies that we're the best thing on the radio. That are outside Bruno's, I mean, all of those. They're my test subject now here in California.
You know,
everybody's leaving the bars.
Puzzling evidence there runs around with cameras all the time filming people. But everyone does that now.
I heard fire engines in my head, but they weren't in the real life or anything.
Okay. Puzzling Evans is having hallucinations. Hal was having hallucinations the other night. You, K-Rob? Do the hallucinations ever stop? I mean,
I don't want to hallucinate anymore.
I'm not
I don't want to hallucinate anymore.
Instead, I'll just do show. It's sort of like a mass hallucination where we all sit around and talk in headphones and think we're in the same universe.
It's you know, that's the whole thing about how the mind tricks you. It's a total illusion. I do not ever understand you guys at all.
Yeah.
Ever.
I don't think any of you are actually here. It's just me tripping, as it were. And I make all you up, and all these stories. And
oh, man, I'm really pissed when you made
this
me
game,
up.
Yeah, you got that guy that wasn't even younger and sexier than me to play me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't feel made up enough.
This is Pete Goldie.
Acting
an investigator
as me.
Into the unknown.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty much exactly that. And looking at scratching his head and all that. Yeah.
No, I declined from the get-go. I said,
and,
I
yeah, me too. Okay, but that's real life. Don't talk about real life. I
and David. And
I live real life.
And Yo-Yo King David Caporo.
It's like THX.
Yeah, that's
you know,
more
like blackout time. You know?
I want nice fantasy world where everybody gets
and
paid
me.
And everybody
and
gets groupies.
It's like, let's split it evenly. Hey, great. We both get two drinks at the comedy club and argue. It's a perfect date. Now here's the part that really gets me. No. The one in the middle. Don't pull that one. Watch out! Alright, that's much better.
Oh my god.
And now Puzzling Evans fell through a hole. Anyway.
Alright, I had nothing to do with it.
With that good news, I'll finish my stupid story. So the reenactor. This is the thing. Every time I've seen reenactors on TVs when they have somebody reenacting somebody else,
it makes me think
person.
Of the Civil War, which is a different campaign for you. But anyway, the reenactor.
Yeah, the reenactor is always.
Why not just say the actor? He's going to portray you.
The reenactor is always younger and thinner.
He is a professional impersonator.
Yes, and he's always younger and thinner and vaguely resembles him. Now, here's the problem with
he's
my reenactor.
He's the conspiracy
reenactor.
Version of you.
My reenactor.
Telegenic, good-looking, young, virile.
No, sadly, he looks exactly my age, and he's dumpy and pasty like me. He's not an improvement at all.
But he's more, he's just a circumstantial character
right there.
And he actually resembles me. That's the weird thing.
I'm sure it wasn't you?
And that's the weird thing. Why did they pay this guy when I was ready to be exactly as dumpy and pasty as him?
You know, the
because
camera
that would destroy
pounds.
Your scientific credibility.
I got the Canon right here. I'm ready to work. Yeah.
Yes, they wouldn't believe your story if you acted in some made-for-TV reconstruction. It also spoils the interesting details. It smears it too broadly. The actor is better.
Here's the weird thing. So, you know, I have, as you would say, an atypical last name. It's not like simple like Wellman or Cole or Robbins. It's not like that. My name is Goldie. It's like, what? Where would you get a name like that? It's Scottish. Everyone knows that.
It's Caprica, though.
Right, I know. So, anyway, there I am. I got that name. So, the reenactor.
Caprica, man.
The reenactor on the show, his name was Ron Goldie. I think I said it correctly this time, okay?
Yeah. Right, folks?
Am I right or am I
right? Oh, thank you. Thank you. No, really. No, really.
No kidding. From the same origin?
I don't know.
Orchard.
Are there other Goldies?
They did not involve me with their decisions on how to make this production.
So he's probably related distantly to you if he is that kind of Goldie.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's time to say goodnight.
Right. Great story. Thank you.
Whoa.
There you go. Happy to have brought that to you, and I'm sure that'll give you much to ponder later on.
Time.
Here are the Goldies reaching the Atlantic shores from Europe.
I turn, they're all around me.
Yeah, next week, Nose Hill Lincoln.
Nose Hill Lincoln.
Ray of Valencia.
Ray of Valencia.
Bacon Wrap.
Yep. That's your show life.
I know, that's what show life is. But we've solved all those embarrassing problems. Like,
no more embarrassing problems.
Yeah.
The audience loves that.
Yeah, we just like, hey,
so you should
let's make all those problems go away by saying I'm not part of that.
Yeah, the audience loves
problem.
That idea.
Listen to him, man.
Yeah. Audience.
Someone should take credit for all that.
He'll take all the problems away.
This is the show.
Yeah.
We're connecting.
I'm glad we're not listening to an evil Hal show.
I know. Half of Hal's mustache is evil. Evil Hal half mustache.
Wait, what? That's just weird.
I'm sorry, Chicken John. That Hal, Chicken. Chicken John. That Hal, Chicken. Chicken. Chicken John. That Hal, Chicken. Chicken John.
Let's count our money.
Equal amounts of evil.
Of course, we reverse when we get to 8 and we go back to 2.
How long has Hal been ruling your life anyway?
No, did you know that? It's a show fact.
Well, it's all...
I knew him back when he was a dinosaur. Like a real dinosaur.
I hope you didn't catch it on one of your recording devices, Puzzling Evidence, but...
Yeah.
And I had to yell at Hal, stop dinosauring me.
Sorry.